It is time now for Kids Q, our kids question of the week, designed as always to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. And just really an interesting way to start a conversation with not just a child in your life, but any of your friends and family too. I'm joined in the studio today by two of my friends here at the station. We are getting the band back together, Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson, joining me in the studio for this week's Kids Q. Happy Wednesday, guys. How are you?
Pretty great. Excited to be on Kids Q. It's been a hot minute since I've been in here answering fun questions.
Yeah, welcome back. The morning show definitely makes that tricky. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you sticking around for this. And AJ, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Let's hop into today's question. Oh, this is one that I'm very interested to hear both of your responses on. The question of this week, which celebrity do you want to sit next to on an 8-hour flight?
Oh, man, that's a fun question.
Now, my mind goes immediately to there are a couple things you need to take in mind here, right? I guess it kind of depends on what celebrity you're sitting next to, because that might determine what type of flight it is. But let's just say it's economy across the board.
Mm-hmm. As
for me, being a tall person, I've got to take leg room into account like immediately. Also trying to figure out where I'm sitting in the row compared to this celebrity, right? That could also influence who it is I'm trying to be sitting next to.
Even if they're famous and interesting, I still don't want to be middle seat. I do kind of want to limit this to people that are, like, currently alive for the purposes of today's Kids Q game.
Sure.
We're taking it as it's happening today, as the landscape of famous people looks today. I'm also just blatantly stalling because I'm trying to think of the best answer that I possibly can. I think Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine fame would be what I'm going for. I just think that she'd be a blast to talk to based off all the stuff that I've seen with her in interviews and things.
Yeah? Just fun to pick her brain?
Yeah. Just hanging out, just vibing with Flo is exactly something that I'm trying to do. My backup choice is just Jack Nicholson for obvious reasons.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good one. Yeah, I bet Jack would. I feel like Jack would want to be left alone, though, right? Like,
and
I feel like
that's the vibe.
Okay.
Don't stay in the bathroom too long. You'll get an axe to the door.
I want to Johnny. I'm completely okay with sitting silently next to Jack Nicholson for 8 hours.
And yeah, just film the entire thing.
Yeah, that's kind of also what I'm trying to take into account, too. Is this somebody who would be completely chatting up the walls for 8 hours? Someone who I think you could find a good balance, a good rapport of talking some time, but being okay just kind of sitting with them another. AJ, any ideas popping into your head?
Bill Murray.
Oh,
yeah.
That's also a good one. Yeah,
yeah,
that's also a good one.
See, I was tempted to say Bo Burnham because he's got a new special coming out and everything, and he's been top of brain for me recently. But Bo definitely would not want to talk to me, like, at all. And I would want to talk to Bo, which brings us to Nicholson. I'm just like,
I'm not talking to you.
I'm cool. Cool, Jack. Hey, buddy.
I do think it's funny that we're kind of, at least the three of us so far, have in mind kind of funny people that you could kind of have a laugh with.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's important. You know, you want to have somebody where you can have kind of deeper discussions, but also have a fun time just
cracking
jokes with.
Brian's answer is Werner Herzog.
No. I was going to say John Mulaney. I feel like John Mulaney would be the kind of person that you'd have a blast just talking about some serious things about, talking about some just very funny things about, but also you could find that balance of being able to just kind of sit in silence and do your plane ride. But
I think Mulaney's an excellent choice.
Yeah. I'm trying to now think of other people, but like kind of beyond the movie and comedy world.
I already had Florence, you know.
Yeah, Florence is a good one. Let's see. If it comes down to musicians, I feel like I would want to go with somebody who's got some new music on the way, or maybe some new music that's just come out, so I could chat with them about that. As I mentioned with the leg space, I feel like most sports players would kind of be out of the question, but there are a few Braves players I would like to talk to, being a Braves baseball fan.
I'm honestly shocked in like my one-dimensional Brian McConnell knowledge that Taylor Swift is not immediately on the table for you.
Yeah, I guess she would probably be up there. I do think after 8 hours things would sort of be limited because I'm not somebody who followed Taylor from like the very beginning of her fame. I'm a relatively recent Taylor Swift fan from
like
the Red Era onward.
It'd be way creepier if you had followed her from the very beginning of her fame.
Well, again, I was a child at that time as well, so I mean, I feel like the well would run dry there. I would be worried about that, but, you know, maybe not, maybe not. Any other categories of people that you would want to try and talk to? Maybe not a specific celebrity, but types of celebrities.
Yeah, I was trying to think of artists. I feel like if you could come up with an artist, a painter of some sort that you would want to sit with, that's a real big brain type move.
Banksy. I mean, obviously... just like to talk with Banksy for a short amount of time
since
no one knows
who
he is, but I feel like it would be very interesting to pick Banksy's brain.
Danger Mouse.
Who?
Is Danger Mouse still out and active? Is he still doing stuff? I mean, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, there's a whole bunch of DJs I would like to vibe with. If you're going to bring up Danger Mouse, then A-Track instantly becomes my number one. Mr. Vinyl Spinning Magician himself. Mm.
Yeah, that's a good option. Lots of different ones out there, but I do think it's interesting that in our minds we kind of go to, you know, the celebrity comedy music realm. But
well,
I'm
you don't
sure
want a boring 8-hour flight.
Yeah, it's true. Like sit next to a world leader of some sort. But then you could pick their brains and find what they find interesting in the world of music, comedy, art.
We're also all assuming that during this 8-hour flight, when you're next to someone who you very much want to talk to, that you'll be just the absolute best version of yourself on all possible fronts. Just you're going to be witty and engaging and fun, and they're going to want to talk to you because why not? You're a shining example of a personality. I mean, for everyone in this room, that's true, obviously, all the time at all points.
Another factor, too, how crowded is the plane? Because if it's just you and this person, then I feel like it's more likely that conversation would happen. But if it's a crowded flight and there are people in the rows in front of you, behind you, to the side of you, and you're just trying to talk up this person for a lot of the 8 hours, I feel like the people around you would not be as big of a fan of that.
I'm telling you what, I would love to see a movie where Jack Nicholson is on a completely empty flight but has to sit next to someone he doesn't know. Like, directly in the seat next to them, he's not allowed to sit anywhere else.
Well, this is an excellent idea. We'll have to do any check-ins if any of us are taking any trips soon and ultimately this ends up happening, or maybe even the closest next thing, running into somebody famous at the airport. Either way, though, if you were driving around or at home sharing a snack, be sure to ask your child or someone in your life this same question. Which celebrity do you want to sit next to on an 8-hour flight? Just see where the conversation goes. If you have any great answers, be sure to share them with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We would love to see them. And the way to make sure that we do is by using the hashtag KidsQ. AJ, Victor Lewis, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.